Good evening. You are listening to BBC at 9 p.m. I am Salma Shomer. Today we will be discussing mountain gorillas. We like gorillas a lot and we will explain why later in the show.
That's right. Gorillas are amazing.
Mountain gorillas are found at height altitudes from 2,500 meters to 4,000 meters in mountain forests as well as bamboo forests. Mountain gorillas live in Rwanda, Uganda, and the Democratic Republic of the Congo on green volcanic mountains.
Actually, there are many fun facts about mountain gorillas. The first one, we share around 98% of our DNA with gorillas. This means that gorillas are exposed to human illnesses, even a cold. We can have potentially detrimental impacts on gorillas as they are so genetically similar to us. But they haven't developed the necessary immunity.
Second, they are one of the biggest, most powerful living primates, and average male mountain gorillas can weigh 108 kilograms and measure 170 centimeters tall. One more fact, gorillas cuddle up at night. Mountain gorilla groups sleep together in nests on the ground or in trees that they make from foliage. Infants share their mother's nests for staying safe and warm. Last but not least, in wild, gorillas can live over 40 years old. Gorillas have an interesting way of living. They live in family groups. Most mountain gorillas live in stable family groups of around 10 individuals, with one dominant male and several females. Both males and females in the group care for their infants. They hug, carry, and play with them. When they get older, most males and around 60% of females leave their birth group to join another troop. This helps prevent inbreeding. My friend Razan will continue now.
Thank you, Salma. I'll continue from here. Mountain gorillas spend most of the day eating. They even eat 34 kilos of food each day. Mountain gorillas feed some parts of plants, such as leaves, sprouts and stems, peel, roots, and much more. The main threat to mountain gorillas is the destruction of their habitat. Gorillas will be in constant danger as the world's population continues to grow. There are three main reasons which cause reduction in the number of the gorillas. The first reason is based on obtaining agricultural land. Humans occupied forests for agricultural purposes. Unfortunately, humans occupied the gorillas' habitat. The second reason is for eating. Many of the local residents used to eat gorillas. The last reason is for trading, due to the fact that gorillas are worth much. There are many animal saving organizations who join the endangered struggle of the gorillas. These organizations collect donations in order to improve the gorillas' life quality. The two most important of these organizations are WWF and TRAFFIC, who invented the agreement of saving gorillas. Rwanda and Uganda signed an agreement, which includes developing tourism and taking care of local endangered animals, such as mountain gorillas. This plan was made in order to save animals, especially the gorillas, due to the fact they are endangered. And finally, I would like to tell you a story that happened lately. 3 months ago, 4 endangered gray mountain gorillas were killed by a lightning strike. They were part of a 17-member group, which was called the Hero Family by the authorities. The 4 gorillas crossed the border from Rwanda to Uganda with their group. They stayed at Uganda's Magahinga National Park until their tragic death.
Wow, that's a big loss, since they are endangered.
Right. That was our podcast for today. Thanks to all of our listeners. We will be back with another podcast next week. Until then, goodbye.
Bye.
you know, man.